नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिङ्ग् फ्रम् श्रीमद् भागवतम् केण्टो 10 चाप्टर् 87 एण्टैटल्ड् प्रेयर्स् आफ् द पर्सानिफैड् वेदस् टेक्स्ट् नम्बर् 21।
दुरवगमात्मतत्त्वनिगमाय तवात्ततनो चरितमहामृताब्धिपरिवर्तपरिश्रमणा न परिलशन्ति केचिदपवर्गमपीश्वरते चरणसरोजहंसकुलसङ्गविसृष्टगृहा दुरवगमात्मतत्त्वनिगमाय तवात्ततनोस् चरितमहामृताब्धिपरिवर्तपरिश्रमणा न परिलशन्ति केचिदपवर्गमपीश्वरते चरणसरोजहंसकुलसङ्गविसृष्टगृहा दुरवगमात्मतत्त्वनिगमाय तवात्ततनोः चरितमहामृताब्धिपरिवर्तपरिश्रमणा न परिलशन्ति केचिदपवर्गमपीश्वरते चरणसरोजहंसकुलसङ्गविसृष्टगृहा चरितमहामृताब्धिपरिवर्तपरिश्रमणा न परिलशन्ति केचिदपवर्गमपीश्वरते चरणसरोजहंसकुलसङ्गविसृष्टगृहा तनो संगविसृष्टगृहा।
Mataji's, anybody wants to try? Mataji's. Okay, we'll read the word-to-word translation. Duravagama, difficult to understand. Atma of the Self, Tattva, the Truth, Nigamaya, in order to propagate, Tava, of you, Atta, who have assumed, Tano, your personal forms, Charita, of the pastimes, Maha, vast, Amrita, of nectar, Abdi, in the ocean, Parivarta, by diving, Parishramana, who have been relieved of fatigue, Na Parilashanti, do not wish for, Kechit, a few persons, Apavargam, liberation, Api, even, Ishvara, O Lord, Te, your, Charana, at the feet, Saroja, lotus, Hamsa, of swans, Kula, with the community, Sangha, because of association, Visrishta, abandoned, Griha, whose homes. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My Lord, some fortunate souls have gotten relief from the fatigue of material life by diving into the vast nectar ocean of your pastimes, which you enact when you manifest your personal forms to propagate the unfathomable signs of the self. These rare souls, indifferent even to liberation, renounce the happiness of home and family because of their association with the devotees who are like flocks of swans enjoying at the lotus of your feet. Purport. Ritualistic brahmanas and impersonalists always try to relegate the process of bhakti yoga to a relative or minor role. They say that devotion to the personality of Godhead is for sentimental persons who lack the maturity to observe strict rituals or pursue the rigorous culture of knowledge. In this verse, however, the personified Vedas most emphatically declare the super excellence of devotional service, clearly identifying it with Atma Tattva, the science of the self, that impersonalists so proudly claim as their own domain. Srila Jiva Goswami here defines Atma Tattva as the confidential mystery of the Supreme Lord's personal forms, qualities and pastimes. He also gives a second meaning of the phrase Atta Tano. Instead of meaning who assumes various bodies, the phrase can also mean he who attracts everyone to his transcendental body. The pastimes of Lord Krishna and his various expansions and incarnations are an unfathomable ocean of enjoyment. When a person comes to the point of complete exhaustion in his materialistic pursuits, whether he has been searching after material success or some impersonal notion of spiritual annihilation, he can gain relief by submerging himself in this nectar. As Srila Rupa Goswami explains in his textbooks on the science of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, by Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, one who tastes even a single drop of this vast ocean will forever lose all desire for anything else. Giving an alternative interpretation of the word Parishramana, Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur comments that although the devotees of the Lord become fatigued after repeatedly diving into the endless waves and undercurrents in the ocean of the Lord's pleasurable pastimes, these devotees never desire any happiness other than the Lord's service, even the happiness of liberation. Rather, their very fatigue becomes pleasure for them, just as the fatigue produced by sex indulgence is pleasurable to those addicted to sex. The Supreme Lord's pure devotees become enthused by hearing the charming narrations of his pastimes and feel impelled to dance, sing, shout out loud, kick their heels together, faint, sob, and run about like madmen. Thus they become too absorbed in ecstasy to notice any bodily discomfort. Pure Vaishnavas do not want even liberation, what to speak of other desirable goals, such as an exalted position as ruler of the heavenly planets. This degree of exclusive devotion is admittedly only rarely achieved in this world, as the Shrutis speak in this verse indicate by the word kechit. Not only do pure devotees abandon their hankering for future gain, but they also lose all their attraction for what they already possess, the common comforts of the home and family life. The association of saintly Vaishnavas, the disciplic succession of masters, disciples and grand disciples becomes for them the real family filled with swan-like personalities like Srila Sukadeva Goswami. These great personalities always drink the sweet nectar of the service to Supreme Lord's lotus feet. And then they mention different quotes from the different Upanishads and Shrutis are explained. And then I will just read the Sridhar Swami's verse, which is composed for each verse of these prayers. Tvat katamrita pato dau viharanto mahamuda kurvanti kritina kechit chaturvargam trinopamam. Those rare fortunate souls who derive great delight by sporting in the nectar ocean of topics about you, consider the four great goals of life, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, to be no more important than a blade of grass. Oma jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuron militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Namavo Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today we are reading from the prayers of the personified Vedas. We are reading the 21st verse, in which the personified Vedas are glorifying the process of devotional service. So, as described by many speakers in the past, so this is one of the most philosophical section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, before we go into the actual verse, although it may have been repeated previously, but I will want to discuss about the mood of some of the previous acharyas, what mood they exhibited while writing commentary on this particular section. It is worth actually noting that mood in order to take inspiration from them. So there are many acharyas, because like each of these purports has been written based on the commentaries of the previous acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, and Sridhar Swami. So these acharyas, while writing commentaries on this section, they have exhibited tremendous humility and tremendous scholarship while writing commentaries. We will just try to go through some of the verses written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur before he attempted to write commentary on this particular section. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that we can actually see the positive attitude of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Like usually, when somebody is doing a particular service, and suppose if other devotees or others actually criticize the way that service is being rendered, they actually question, oh, why are you doing service in this particular manner, or they criticize or they make some comments. So usually the person who is rendering service, many times we get discouraged to continue the service when we hear the criticism of others. Or one may continue the service, somehow tolerating the criticism, but sometimes, although one may continue the service, sometimes we maintain a sense of grudge towards those who actually made those comments or those who actually criticized the way we rendered that particular service. It could be any service. Somebody is maybe preaching in a particular style, or somebody is maybe cooking in a particular fashion, or somebody is anything. It could be anything. So every service, there are different methods, but sometimes a particular style of service, a particular method of service is not appreciated, or a particular way of doing a service is not appreciated or criticized by others. Then we tend to get discouraged, or even if we continue the service, we maintain a certain sense of grudge towards those who actually made those comments. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he begins the purport by saying that, begins the chapter, he says that the saintly devotees may actually laugh at me for trying to write a commentary on this chapter. The fact that I am trying to make a commentary on this chapter, the saintly devotees may laugh at me. But they may say that I am like a jewel merchant who is trying to sell the jewels without knowing anything about the value of the different jewels. In this way, they may actually criticize me. Oh, this person is a very ignorant person. He doesn't know any philosophy, but he is trying to write a commentary on the prayers of Vedas personified. The saintly devotees may laugh at me like that, but nevertheless, I feel no shame. That means, like, he doesn't feel discouraged to continue the service. I feel no shame. I will continue to write the commentary because at least I will be able to give some entertainment to the saintly devotees. That means he doesn't have the mood of any grudge towards those devotees who are trying to criticize him. But at least I will be able to give some entertainment to them. He still has the mood of actually giving pleasure to the devotees. So this is the positive attitude exhibited by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Positive attitude means, despite being criticized, you don't get affected by the criticism, but you continue to render the service, but at the same time, do not have a grudge towards those who criticize you, but still you only want to please those people. And Chakravarti Pad further says that, Namesti Vaidush Apinapi Bhaktir Virakti Raktir Na Tatapi Laulyat. So here we can see another mood of Chakravarti Pad, his humility with eagerness. I have no knowledge, I have no wisdom, and although I have no knowledge, wisdom, although I don't have any devotion or detachment, but Su Durgamad Eva Bhavami Veda. But still I am very greedy to take the philosopher's stone of the personified Vedas from the fortress in which it is being kept. So he feels utterly unqualified. Usually when a person feels unqualified, it can lead into depression. One may become lazy towards making an attempt. And sometimes when a person is enthusiastic, it can be in the mode of passion. In the mode of passion, one doesn't recognize what his actual position is. But here, Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he feels utterly unqualified as having no devotion, knowledge or detachment. But at the same time, he is having a greediness, enthusiasm to write commentary on this difficult chapter. And another beautiful point. He says that, Mam Nicha Tayam Aviveka Vayuhu pravartate patayitum balachet. It means, says that if the wind of discretion, that means my failure to acknowledge my lowly position. So when we do not acknowledge our lowly position, we can get knocked down by the wind of discretion. So that is why in the spiritual life, we have to know the goal and we also have to be aware of what is our present position. If we are not aware of the present position, if we only know the goal, and when we imagine ourselves to be already maybe in an advanced stage, then we may not make advancement. So one has to acknowledge one's lowly position. So if the wind of discretion, my failure to acknowledge my lowly position threatens to knock me down. It means like if I don't accept my lowly position, then the wind of discretion will threaten to knock me down. But although it may threaten to knock me down, but I will still write this commentary. Because somebody may say the fact that this person is trying to write a commentary on this chapter, this shows that he is so proud that he thinks that he can write commentary. So maybe because of pride actually I am writing a commentary, because I have not acknowledged my lowly position. So not acknowledging that may knock me down, but I still have no fear because I am going to hold on to the effulgent pillars of the feet of Sridhar Swami, Sanatan Goswami and Lord Sri Krishna. That means we can see that when we hold on to the teachings of Parampara, when we hold on to the teaching of Parampara and we try to present the teachings of the previous Acharyas according to the time, place and circumstance with our creativity, then there will not be any problem. So he is saying that I may not even acknowledge my lowly position, but I am going to hold on to the lotus feet of the previous Acharyas. So therefore, whatever I write, nobody will get carried away, because whatever I write will be according to the teachings of the previous Acharyas. It will be according to the true teachings. So that's why Prabhupada would say that a postal peon may be a poor person, but still he can deliver you crores of rupees. He can deliver you crores of rupees. In the sense, if he gets a money order, because now the times have changed, but money order, and then he delivers the money order, he can deliver you that much. But he personally, he may be a poor person. So similarly, Prabhupada called himself as I am just a postal peon. Of course, there is a humility. He said, I personally don't have any qualification, but because I am delivering the teaching to the previous Acharyas, although I am unqualified, but you will be benefited. You will become a millionaire. I am a poor person, but you will become a millionaire because I am going to deliver millions of rupees to you. That means I am going to deliver the teachings of previous Acharyas. So therefore, you don't have to worry. In that way, Vishnu Chakravartipada is actually giving a confidence to the readers. And usually, when people... When you are going to undertake a great difficult task, one may feel one's disqualification, one may feel humility. But after doing the difficult task, one may get carried away of accomplishing the difficult task, one may become proud. One may become carried away by the sense of being the doer. But these were the verses which we read were the words of humility expressed by Chakravartipad before writing the commentary. And after completing the commentary, in the last verse of the chapter, Vishnu Chakravartipad says that, O devotees, this poor creature is standing at the doorstep of your house. So the word Vishwanatha,
it can be split into three words, vi plus shva plus nata. Shva means dog. So vi means, a prefix vi is added, that means when the prefix vi is added, it becomes an exceptional dog. So Vishnu Chakotipal is praying to the devotees, oh devotees, I am just a dog, I am actually standing at the door of your house, I am just wagging my tail, I am barking at the door of your house. Please actually give your mercy by throwing your remnants towards me. By throwing the remnants of prasadam towards me, and by throwing your remnants of prasadam towards me, make me an exceptional dog. Make me a special dog, Vishwa. How can a dog become an exceptional? Make me an exceptional among the dogs and get the best of the masters as the owner. If you throw your remnants of prasadam upon me, this lowly dog will become an exceptional among the dogs and I will get the master as Krishna. Vishwa Natha. I will get my Natha as Krishna. So Vishnu Chakotipa, this is his mood after writing the commentary. That means he doesn't get carried away by his scholarship of writing such a difficult commentary on this chapter. And so we see that, like usually, say, when we talk about cooking, so some cooks are specialized in sweet making. They mainly make sweets. And some cooks, they are specialized in actually making main course. Rice, dal, chapati, sabji. We find even in our kitchen, certain cooks, they mainly make that. Other cooks, they are mainly come into picture when it comes to sweet making. And there are few people who are both expert in both in main course and also in the sweet making. So sweets are like the topics of rasa. The main course is like the topics of philosophy and tattva, siddhanta. Here we see in the case of Vishnu Chakotipat, he has written elaborate commentaries on the prayers of the personified Vedas, which actually involve deep siddhanta. At the same time, he has written elaborate commentaries on the topics of rasa, which involve deep emotions between the Lord and his devotees, the Ras Leela section, Venugit, Brahmaragit. So we see both these aspects in the Vishnu Chakotipat. So one more point, that the importance of, we also have to understand the importance of reading, understanding Siddhanta. So generally, one tends to become lazy in regards to actually understanding Siddhanta. Siddhanta boliye chita na kare alas, iha haite Krishna age sudrida manas. Kaviraj Goswami says that one should not be lazy towards understanding Siddhanta. Because when we try to understand Siddhartha, it makes the mind very strong. So just like there was one devotee who has been going through like chronic health problems for many years, almost maybe decade or more than a decade. So another devotee was commenting, you know, why this devotee is going through so much of health crisis in regards to digestion. The reason is that because in his childhood, he ate a lot of chocolates. He ate a lot of sweets. And especially even among the sweets will be harmful sweets, chocolates. So a lot of chocolates he ate. So therefore, the repercussion of that is he is going through so much of health crisis now. So when people only want to eat sweets, but they don't eat the main course, their health will actually go down. Yes. You can just maybe go experiment. Suppose you just eat only all three times only sweets. Your health will collapse. So there are the main course and then there is also sweet. So similarly, those who only want to understand the topics of rasa or the philosophy the topics of the different pastimes of the Lord, but without having the foundation of the philosophy, Siddhanta, the spiritual health will go down. So therefore, it is important to make the strong foundation to spiritual life by trying to understand Siddhanta according to our capacity. Yeah, not everyone has the same, it's not that we expect that everyone should become a great scholar or something. So whatever our capacity, yeah, we should utilize our full capacity to understand. Not become lazy to, because everyone has been given certain capacity, that capacity should be fully utilized to understand the Siddhanta. And not become lazy to utilize that capacity. So that is why Prabhupada writes in a place that anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. That means Prabhupada is saying one should put one's full effort. So now with this we will come to this verse. So in this verse, the personified Vedas, from 21st to 24th verse, they are especially talking about the glories of devotional service. So they say that Duravagama Atma Tattva Nigamaya Tavata Tanos. Duravagama means very difficult to understand, unfathomable or inconceivable. Atma Tattva. Atma Tattva, generally it means that science of the self, but here it means that the confidential nature of Lord's form, qualities, pastimes. So Duravagama Atma Tattva Nigamaya. Nigamaya means in order to propagate, in order to distribute, or in order to make the devotees experience, or in order to announce to the people. So there are different meanings. So Nigama, in order to announce to the people, in order to make the devotees experience the Atma Tattva, that means confidential nature of Lord's name, form, qualities and pastimes, which are inconceivable, Duravagama, which are very difficult to understand. So for that purpose, what does the Lord do? Tava Atta Tanos. The Lord appears in this world. So Lord appears in this world. And Atatano, one meaning of Atatano means he assumes various bodies. He appears in different spiritual bodies in order to make the devotees, in order to make the people experience or understand, in order to propagate the confidential nature of his name, form, qualities and pastimes, which are very difficult, which are very inconceivable in nature. And Atatano, it also means that one very beautiful meaning Jiva Goswami gives. He says that, Atta Tano means, so one who assumes different bodies. And another meaning is that, it actually directly refers to Krishna. He says that, the prayers of personified Vedas are saying that you have appeared directly as Krishna. The general meaning is that, you appear in different incarnations in order to attract the people. But the more specific, confidential meaning is that you had appeared as Krishna. That is why it shows, that is why Krishna is all attractive. Or Atatano, he means that the Lord appears in order to attract everyone to his transcendental body. So there is a general meaning and a more specific meaning. Just like the word Bhagavan has a general meaning. General meaning means, general meaning of Bhagavan is one who is a owner of all the six opulences. All the six opulences, which you tell in the Gita course. But another more confidential meaning of Bhagavan is that Bhajaniya Guna Visishta. That means, he whose nature is such that whoever comes in contact with him cannot resist feeling moved to worship and adore his charming personality. So this meaning of Bhagavan, it actually specifically refers to Krishna. One who comes in contact with him cannot resist feeling moved to worship or adore his charming personality. So in that way, Atta Tanu, Duravagama Atma Tattva Nigamaya Tava Atta Tanos, Charita Mahamrutabdi Parivarta Parishramana. So Charita, few people, Of course, the word few people that comes in the third line, kechit. Kechit means very few, very rare people. Charita Mahamrutabdi. So they dive into the ocean of your pastimes. Charita Mahamrutabdi. They dive into the ocean of your pastimes and parivarta. They are swimming and diving into that. Parivarta parishramana. In order to get relief from the fatigue of material life. Parishramana. Of course, there is another meaning of the word parishramana, which we will also take up. So they actually, in order to get relief from the fatigue of material life. So one may actually say that many people, that means by hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, one gets relief from the miseries of material life. But one may get the question, many people do hear these topics, but they do not experience relief. So what is the reason that although many people do hear this topic, but they do not experience relief? So Jiva Goswami gives the answer, that the answer is mentioned in the fourth line. Charana Saroja Hamsa Kula Sangha Visrishta Griha. That means, because they are not hearing from the devotees of the Supreme Lord. When they are hearing from, in order to get relief from hearing the pastimes of the Lord, one has to hear from the devotees of Krishna, not from the professional Bhagavatam reciters who make giving Bhagavatam as a profession. That is why one should hear Krishna Katha. When the Krishna Katha is touched by the lips of a non-devotee, it is like a milk touched by the snake. It becomes poisonous. So the Charana Saroja Hamsa Kula Sangha Visrishta Grita, that means one should associate with the swan-like devotees of the Lord. So the swans, where do the swans actually reside? Swans are always wandering near the lotus flowers, lotus stems. The Lord's feet is compared to a lotus flower. So just try to appreciate the analogy. Charana Saroja. Charana Saroja means lotus feet. Hamsa is a swan. So the swan-like devotees, they are always rendering service to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And then Charana Saroja Hamsa Kula Sangha. Kula means Sanatana Goswami mentions a beautiful point. He says that it is not that you just have to associate with the swan-like devotees. You can even associate with the disciples of the swan-like devotees. Or you can even associate with the disciples of the disciples of the disciples of swan-like devotees. Even when you associate with the disciples of swan-like devotees, and when you hear from them, you will get the same result. So another point he says that it is not that you have to hear constantly from the swan-like devotees. Even when a person has only one contact with the swan-like devotees. Even when a person has only one contact with the swan-like devotees, then what happens? They experience such bliss in diving into the pastimes of the Lord that they no longer desire liberation. They experience such spiritual bliss that they don't desire liberation. So therefore they are using the Kaimuttika Nyaya. Kaimuttika Nyaya means, suppose if Ramesh is not afraid of a lion, then what to speak of an ant? So this is like a Kaimuttika Nyaya. Example. So in English it is called as argumentum a fortiori, but it's a Sanskrit term, Kaimuttika Nyaya. So the acharyas are saying that even by having one contact with the disciples of swan-like devotees, and if a person will experience so much of bliss that he will derive liberation, then what to speak of if one has constant contact with the swan-like devotees? And what to speak of if a person has constant contact of directly meeting with the swan-like persons in person, and not just with the disciples of swan-like devotees, directly meeting the swan-like devotees. So this is like, they are giving that meaning. So therefore, the swan, like why the devotees are called as swans? Because the nature of the swans is that, the swans, they seek the essence. They seek the essence, they focus on the essence. The devotees, that is why they are like swan-like. For example, Parikshit Maharaj, it's explained that, Nanu Dveshti Kalim Samrat Sarango Iva Sarabuk. Parikshit Maharaj was always seeking the essence, Saranga. Although the Kali Yuga was filled with ocean of faults, Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan. The Kali Yuga is filled with ocean of faults, but still Parikshit Maharaj saw the one good quality of Kali Yuga. When there is an ocean of faults, but still to focus on one good quality, a person has to really be seeking the essence. Like in our case, somebody is having many good qualities, but still we tend to focus on the fault. But Parikshit Maharaj focused on the one good quality of Kali Yuga, and therefore he gave shelter to Kali Yuga. He said, okay, you can stay in these five places where these four sinful activities take place, meat eating, intoxicating, illicit gambling, and or where there is excess hoarding of money, which is more relevant in the current sense. So Parikshit Maharaj was actually focused on the essence. Srila Prabhupada was also like such a Saragrahi Vaishnava. So once one devotee, he came to Prabhupada, he actually fell away from the path of Krishna consciousness, and he was telling his so many difficulties he had, how he broke so many principles, and he was telling all those things in detail, and some of the devotees who were nearby, they became like bewildered actually. Oh, what all this devotee did? And Prabhupada, he heard them very patiently. After hearing the devotee, he told to the other devotees, see how this person is struggling for Krishna. Means like, he saw the whole thing in such a positive manner, in the sense, the fact that that person is telling his difficulties, that shows that he is feeling a guilt. So Prabhupada saw in the positive way, he's saying that, see how you are struggling for Krishna. This is such a swan-like, this is the nature of a swan-like devotee who seeks the essence. And that is how actually Prabhupada became successful in his preaching, because he saw the spark of sincerity among the hippies, and he fanned that sincerity, and therefore he could actually make a transformation in them. So, Charana Saroja Hamsa Kula Sangha Visrishta Griha. So by associating with the swan-like devotees, by hearing from them the pastimes of the Lord and diving deep into the pastimes, parivarta parishramana, and then what happens? Na parileshanti, kachid apavargam apishwarate. Apavargam means liberation. Parileshanti means do not wish for. Because of associating with the devotees and because of experiencing the bliss of the pastimes of the Lord by diving deep into them, few people, very rare people, kechit, they do not desire even liberation. Na parilashanti, and Sanatana Goswami says that they do not desire liberation even as a joke. Even in joking, they do not liberation. They do not seek liberation. Na parilashanti kechit apavargam apishwarate. Apishwara, that means, Jiva Goswami is saying that this is the power of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Summary mentions, I forget that point. This is the power of devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So we can see that this is what in essence this verse is about. How by taking, when a person tastes the Krishna Katha, by diving into them, one does not desire liberation. One does not desire Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. One does not desire liberation. So, one of the acharyas, they quote, for each verse, like sometimes many people, they say that, where is it mentioned in the original Vedas that you have to worship Vishnu? You have to perform bhakti to the Lord. Huh? People ask like that. Huh? But you will find in this chapter, in every verse, there are so many quotations from the original Vedas which support the process of bhakti, which support that even those who desire liberation, they worship the Supreme Lord. So, for each verse, there are many verses from the Shrutis are quoted. I'll just mention one verse. There is one verse which the Acharyas quote. They say that, Yam sarve deva namanti mumukshavu brahmavadinascha. So three persons are mentioned. Deva, mumukshavu and brahmavadinascha. So all these people, what do they do? Sarve deva namanti. Namanti means they offer obeisances. They worship the Supreme Lord. So the devas, demigods, they are involved in sense gratification. Mumukshava means those who desire liberation. And brahmavadina means those who attained liberation. So those who want to enjoy sense gratification, those who desire liberation, and those who attained liberation, all of them worship the Supreme Lord. So this shows that how the process of bhakti is meant for all people. So this is a verse from quoted. Another verse which is quoted in the Narasimha Thapani Upanishad, even Shankaracharya has written commentary on that verse. Mukta api leelaya vigraham. Mukta api leelaya vigraham kritva bhajanti. Shankaracharya has written this verse. He says that even those who attained liberation, they worship the deity form of the Lord. They perform bhakti. So we can see clearly that bhakti is not simply the means, but it is the end. It is the means as well as the end. Even those who attained liberation, they perform bhakti. So in this way, we see that many of this, the philosophies of the impersonalists are clearly refuted over here. And the third line, na parilashanti kechid apavargam. The second line, parivarta parishramana. Parishramana means, one meaning it is given is that by actually diving into the pastimes of the Lord, one experiences relief from the material fatigue. But it is only the secondary result. But another meaning is that the devotees reverse the material fatigue by the great sweet ocean of your pastimes. It means that the material world is a place of misery, but miserable world, it becomes a, they convert the dukalayam into shukalayam. Dukalayam ashashvatam, that is the material world. But the devotees, by actually engaging in devotional service, what they experience is that vishvam purna sukayate. Prabodhanand Saraswati says that the whole universe becomes filled with bliss. They reverse the material fatigue by the great ocean of your pastimes. Of course, this is talking about very highly advanced devotees. We are just practicing sadhana bhakti. Highly advanced devotees who are experiencing great taste in devotional service. So for them, the miseries of material world becomes insignificant, and they consider, for them, it just becomes a blissful vishvam purna sukayate, as long as there is an opportunity for engaging in devotional service. And then, of course, another esoteric meaning which is given, parishramana, that means that although a devotee is, while engaging in devotional service, they may become tired. It's explained that one becomes fatigued, just like when a person dives into the ocean, and when a person is swimming in the ocean, one will become tired after diving into the ocean, after swimming. Naturally, one will become tired. So one will feel that after you become tired, when a person becomes tired, one will want to take rest actually. But here it means that although a devotee is parivarta, is diving deep into the ocean of the Lord's pastimes repeatedly, but parishramana, although he becomes fatigued, but that very fatigue becomes a pleasure for him. The very fatigue becomes a pleasure for him, just like people who are attached to sense gratification, or a person who is attached to sex indulgence, he may become fatigued, but that very fatigue becomes pleasurable for him. So Vishnu Chakravarti is giving an analogy with something which we can relate to in the material world, just to give an indication of what is the pleasure available in the spiritual platform. So it is also indicated, this particular point is indicated in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpatarur galitam phalam shukamukad amrita drava samyutam pibata bhagavatam rasam alayam muhurahu rasika bhuvi bhavuka. So rasam alayam means alaya. Laya refers to the eighth symptom of ecstasy called as fainting. Rasam alayam, fainting. That means it's explained that when a person is hearing Krishna Katha, when a person is engaged in devotional service, even if he comes to the highest platform of exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, one should continue to hear Krishna Katha till a person experiences the eighth symptom of ecstasy, that is fainting. And then even after that, one should continue to hear. So that means he says that when a person faints, of course, obviously he becomes unconscious. But after a person, when the fainting wears off, then again he continues to hear. Again he continues to experience. Of course, this is a very esoteric meaning which the acharyas give, but it is not simply some poetic, sometimes we think it's a poetic meaning. But actually, this was exhibited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes. He demonstrated in his pastimes, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be in so much of ecstasy, there are pastimes in the Nanti Leela, and then because of his chanting and dancing, he would become unconscious. All the symptoms of his body would become invisible. And then the devotees would chant the holy names loudly for a long time, and after a long time, he would actually get up. And again, he would start chanting, dancing. So that's what it means that. So all I am. So in this way, we see that this verse essentially says that this verse basically in the personified Vedas are giving an indication of what is the pleasure available in the devotional service. So I will just stop with this last point. So there are three kinds of people: karmis, jnanis, and the bhaktas. Karmis are those people who are simply want to make this material world a comfortable place. Suppose a person enters a local train, somehow gets inside, and initially is standing on one leg. So he wants to improve his comfort of the position. Okay, let me get place for both the leg to actually place on the ground. And then after some time, he wants to improve the comfort little more. So let me go little inside to get little more air for breathing. And then he goes inside the compartment. And then he wants to improve the comfort one more. And then he sits as the fourth person in the seat. And then he improves the comfort more. And then he gets one single seat. And he wants to improve the comfort more. He gets a window seat. So in this way, a karmi is one who is simply trying to improve the comfort during the journey. And just imagine, he is putting so much of effort to improve the comfort during the journey, and the train reaches the destination, it reaches Sahara Desert. Or it reaches some deep forest. It reaches a desolate forest. I mean, he doesn't worry about the destination of his journey, he is only thinking about how to improve the comforts in this world. That is a karmi. And a jnani understands that this world is a miserable place. He wants to get out of the... He understands this world is a prison house. he understands that he has to get out of the prison house. But he is so eager to get out of the prison house, but he doesn't have the address where to go after getting out of the prison house. So he comes out of the prison house and he doesn't have the address, so he keeps wandering in the city, and he keeps wandering in the city and becomes tired, and after becoming tired, and then he feels that, oh, life inside the prison house was better. And then he again comes back to the prison house. So, Aruhya Krichrena Parampadam Tata Patanti Ado Anadrita Yushma Dangre. Again they fall down. So, but the devotees are, they are basically, they know, they have the address, they understand this material world is a miserable place, and they also have the address where to go after getting out of the prison house. So therefore, while living in this world, they use the things of this world in the service of Krishna, and in this way they make actually, they get spiritual credits which will be eternal, which will be used in the service of the Lord to go back to the spiritual world. So in this verse, this way that the devotees are not interested even in liberation. I think I'll stop here. Krantana Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jaya.